That was Justin Webb.
The Freedom of Expression Awards were held a few hours ago here in London. Organised by the Index on Censorship, the awards are meant to highlight people who, often at great personal risk, speak out on the issues and stories that otherwise might go unnoticed. The Dutch-Iraqi filmmaker Mohammed Al-Darigi won this year's film award for Ahlam, or Dreams, set in Iraq. After the ceremony, Mohammed Al-Darigi joined me in the studio to tell me what his film's about and how making it was so risky that he ended up making a second film about the experience.
My film is based on a true story happened in Iraq in 2003. It tells the story about three people. They were affected by the bombing of Baghdad during the 2003 war, and it's happened in the mental institution in Baghdad, and how these people has been put on this mental institution by Saddam regime during the period of the dictatorship, and how they ended this mental institution being bombed. And how they left in Baghdad during Baghdad has become a ghost city where there's no human being.
You've also actually made another film, haven't you, about the making of that film, because you certainly did risk your own safety in order to give voice to this story. Do you want to tell us about what happened to you when you were filming in Iraq?
Well, when you make a film in Iraq, you need to face the death. So the death is with you because you are in the war zone. Unfortunately, I ended up being kidnapped twice, once by the militiat accusing me that I do work for Al-Qaeda and doing a propaganda film for Al-Qaeda.
This was the militia.
And then I was kidnapped also by the insurgents, whereas Al-Qaeda, where they work with Al-Qaeda, and they accuse me that I do a propaganda film for the Iraqi government and for the American. And they were about to shoot us by the Tigris River. And thanks to God, by the miracle of God, we have been left because of the police sirens was very close to the area where we were kidnapped.
They heard the sirens.
Yes. And also I was arrested by the American army accusing that I do a propaganda film for Al-Qaeda in Baghdad. And I was put in the prison for 5 days in the Green Zone area. And thanks to the Dutch embassy, because I do have Dutch nationality with my Iraqi nationality, and they took me out of the prison.
Which of the three experiences was the most terrifying?
I mean, on the 17th of December, when I was the first kidnapping was by the insurgents, you know, and that was the one terrifying because they were about to shoot us, and I was collapsed on this moment, and I had my sound recorder, he was bleeding, you know. The insurgents shot us, and then we ran and they captured us on Haifa Street. It's quite famous in Baghdad. They call it Death Street. And then we were taken to another area where they were torture us, you know, very heavy torture us. So the insurgents was mostly like the physical, but the American, the psychologist part of it.
You clearly risked your life to make this film. You have, as you say, Dutch nationality as well. You could be living there quite happily, quite safely. Why did you risk your life and the crew in order to tell this story?
Because we have a dream. We have a dream to live, and we have a dream to rebuild our country. And we believe that we can make something for Iraq. I was personally angry for the situation, what happened in Iraq, and also because the media, they were using the Iraqi people as a number, not as a human being, you know. They were using in the news for 1 minute, 2 minutes, about 20 people killed in Iraq, 20 people kidnapped, 30 people has been tortured, etc., etc. But we do not know what's behind this number. There is a human being like you and me, like anybody here live in UK or in Europe, you know. And that's what like pushed me to make this film and to tell a small story, just simple story about three simple Iraqi people. They try to live a normal life, but they cannot make it because of the war.
Who is your film for? Are Iraqis going to see it?
Iraqi has been seeing it, actually, and it was amazing. It was attended by 1,400 people. They have been crying when they saw this film, you know. And they asked me the next day to show it again in Baghdad. On the same day, whereas there was 200 people was killed about 5 miles from where we were shown the film. and we can hear the bomb of the suicide bomb, you know, on the theater, but people keep watching this film and keep like try to be existent, to see a normal film, a normal Iraqi film.
That was Mohammed Al-Darigi, Iraqi-Dutch filmmaker, speaking to me then. He was the winner of the Index on Censorship Best Film Award. And the soundtrack that you could hear in the background was the soundtrack to his film Ahlam, or Dreams, which is being newly digitally released this year.
It's 17.